Blog Talk Radio.
My people,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, family. I'm your brother Ariel here with Ibri Culture, coming from Kol Elohim. That's Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Once again, with another segue into our journey of Menace to Society. We're in the third installment of Menace to Society. Yahweh is timely. Everything about him is timely, and he is God in our lives. I can truly say that. Rabbi Yakir Alpha standing in the gap last week. Hallelujah for that. Toda Abba for that. And again, it was timely. Rosh Kodesh, you know, beginning of the new month. New month, right? Everything with Abba Yah is timely. Thank Abba Yah for the vacation that they're having just to get away and be able to sit and swim in this ocean. Hallelujah for that. Got a good meditation with that. Got a chance to talk his word. So I thank Abba Yah for that. And everything is timely. Everything is timely with Abba Yah. And for those who want to rush things or those who don't think we are on our schedule, sit back and wait. Sit back and wait, and you'll see how your life, just not our individual life, your own life, and watch how he guides, if you belong to him, watch how he guides your life into every avenue. No matter which way we go, how we turn, we go to the left or to the right, okay. Abba Yah will not lose or will not let one moment of our life to go by where he won't teach, to go by where he won't be able to instruct, to go by where he won't be able to use whatever we do in our life, whether good or bad, he'd be able to use it for his good. Amen? So sit back and wait for Abba Yah to move. Allow him to do what he do, right? As Brother D.U.L. always say, I would do what he do. Allow him to do that. Allow him to do what he do. And tonight is, as a matter of fact, let's just go back. Before we get into that, let's open up in the prayer before I get to talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah, once again, for giving us the breath of life. For your son dying for each and every one of us, Father. Thank you for that, Father. Toda Abba Yah for those who may be ill and now is getting better, Father, that your healing spirit, your Ruach be around them, Father. Abba Yah, those who are struggling in mind, Father, that you touch them, Father, that you ease them, Father. Abba Yah, those who are physically, with physical ailments, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father. Let it be thy will, Father. Father, as we have talked about, that is all according to your plan, Father. Remember us within your plan, Abba Yah. We ask that you remember us, Father. And all you're doing, Father, remember Yisrael, Father. Father, I ask and pray for the whole of Yisrael, Father, for the Morais, Father, that their houses be in shalom, Father, their minds be in shalom, Father, that the Emas' minds be in shalom, Father, that the elders be in shalom, that the Akotis be in shalom, that the Yaladid be in shalom, Father, and the only shalom that you can give us, Father. We do not seek the world shalom, Father. We do not seek the world's bidding, Father. We seek your bidding, and we seek your shalom, Father. Father, may your mercy and grace be upon all Yisrael. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Well, we are going to continue. Matter of fact, let's get into the benediction. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we can get into it that we did the formal thing is to give Abba his honor and due first. Now we can sit back and firstly I get out the way and Abba Yah uses me as he sees fit. But we've been going through for the last 2 weeks, and this will be the third installment, Menace to Society. Just because we missed last week, we're going to do a brief recap of what we started off with. We started off with that Israel is the menace to society. That is a part of what the journey we're going through. Israel is the menace to society. They are the ones that the society sees Israel as a menace. And what we learned in the first installment of this 6 week journey we are on is Yahweh chose him. Yahweh gave him everything that he had. I mean, everything that he had, he gave him, right? So we go through several scriptures. We've been through several scriptures that show in the word that he only knew Israel. He only knew Israel as a whole, and he gave them his word. He gave them his oracles, his words of life. He gave them everything, right? We go into Romans 9:1-4, and we see that he gave them everything, even his son, to die for them. Then in the second installment, we went back, right? We went back, and again, it wasn't because of Brother Ariel, because of Brother Ariel, it was because of Abba Yah, because I keep trying to jump the gun and put my own twist on it, but Abba Yah, no, slow down, go this way. You know, throughout the week. But the second installment, we learned on who Abba Yah is, how magnificent he is, and how powerful he is, and the grandness of who he is, right? And how he is the creator of all things. Went through Job, and Job, I believe in chapter 28, talks about, he has a conversation with Brother Job, right? Because Brother Job is complaining, as we all do at times, we complain. And Abba has to come and talk to us and show us we really have no need to complain. Like we went through the book of Enoch, you know, and the book of Enoch showed something that the grandness of him, and even in the man's dream that he couldn't even look upon the brilliance or the excellency of Abba Yah. And how he had it. We went through, I believe it's in Shemot, in Book of Exodus, where he put Moses in the rock because Moses wanted to see his glory, right? And we as his children, we want to see the Most High's glory. We want to see his glory. You know, and prayfully one day he will show us that. He will show us, even though we should be able to see it without actually seeing it, right? Because he has a part of us. Within us, right? We have a part of the glory within us. So in the relationship of each and every individual, you should be able to see the glory of Abba Yah. You should be able to see, as we was talked about many times in the word, that once you read it and you attach his ruach to it, you'll be able to go back in the days of Exodus. Wherever in the word of Yahweh, I don't care if it's not in the word of Yahweh, if the spirit of Yahweh is within you, you will be able to see it. Spiritually, that is. You may not see it. And if he wants, he can take you in a vision and take you back there if he wants, or in a dream. But even when you're reading it, that the realness of the word of Yahweh becomes alive to you. And the spirit is a traveler, right? That's simple things like that the world just steals from Abba Yah. The spirit of Yahweh will travel, will take us back to each and every situation that we read about in the word of Yahweh, if we allow it, right? And that comes with growth. That comes with relationship. It just don't happen to each and every person, and they don't happen to putting in intimate time with Abba, right? When you could watch the show, or you could do this, you could do that, you take the time and get intimate with Abiyah. When you turn off everything, you turn the world off. And he takes notes of that. You know, and especially if you're talking with a brother or a sister, he takes notes of that too. He takes pride in that, right, as a father. As a father, when they see his kids talking about him, and not just about him, about his instructions, about what he has given them to live, right? And it's a short story, but talking to Sean and his friend, and he said, "Daddy, can y'all go around Montebello today? Because she's here." And I'm like, "Yeah, we walk around Montebello, and we walk around. Can you talk to her about the word? Because she don't know nothing. I mean, no Bible stories, not nothing." And which was cool. So we got a chance, and we walked around. And we did two laps today, and got a chat. The first question I asked is, "What you know about God? What you know about the Creator?" You know, because you can't just jump in with somebody and just start talking. And one of the first things that I would want her to know that he is the Creator. He is the Creator of everything we see. So that was the impression that I wanted to leave with her, that he is the Creator of everything. And if he is the Creator, then what is his purpose for you? If he created you, we looked at the trees, and we looked at the birds, we looked at even the body of water, which was the reservoir, and everything has a purpose. So as a human being of his creation, what is your purpose, right? And that was the thing that the direction I wanted me to talk to this young lady about. And she said she would ask Sean, and he would, like, tell her some things, but he didn't know everything. But what he would say is, "I don't know, I just took what my father said, and that's what I learned. Whatever my father said, that's what I went with," right? And for me, that made me feel proud, because that's what I had to let her know, because it's what Abba wants from us. You don't always have to know why. Just know that he has our best interest at hand. There's no way that he's going to tell us something that's going to be detrimental to us. And that's the thing that I told the young ladies that would make me feel good, because I'm not telling him something that's going to be detrimental to him, that's going to hurt him, and he just took it and believed it. But after a while, you don't always just believe now. Like we went on a conversation and on a journey, I want his kids to be intelligent. He don't want us just blindly doing anything. He wants us to be intelligent. So after a while, you get to a stage where he can feed you meat. You get to a stage where he can take you deeper into his word, and you'll have better understanding of why you're doing a thing. You'll be able to answer somebody's question. Because he, like I said, in the analogy that he gave me, I said, for lack of a better term, he wants his kids to be bougie, right? Watch what you eat. You can't just eat any old thing. It's for a reason. He wants them to be intelligent, right? As any father wants their kids to be intelligent, you know, and any father wants the best for their child. That's Abiyah. That's Abiyah. So we'll be talking tonight in the third installment is the broken heart of a father, right? The broken heart of a father. And prayerfully, we can get through this without any hiccups. And if a hiccup comes through, you'll understand why a hiccup comes through. But again, timely. You know, even me and my brother Harvey, we talked about it like one time, and I was wondering what made him do that. But Abba had to show me, hey, everything is about my, you jumping the gun, you trying to move ahead. Sit down, relax. And even when I was putting this together, I'm already on next week. Hopefully that Abba can just control my mind and control my rock where so I can slow down. You know, thoughts already running to next week in the city, just living in this moment right now. This moment. So let's go to the opening scripture, which we had been going through and which we will go through, Psalms 149. And I will be reading out of the WEBA. I like how that reads. And I, too, like to see Yahweh's name. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song. His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in a dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of Elohim be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All his saints have this honor. Praise, yeah, hallelujah. And I'm guessing I'm coming through and everybody can hear me well. I didn't get no text saying, brother, we can't hear you. So that's a blessing. And this was another mantra that we have that we've been saying. This is just a question. Because remember, it's a journey that we're on. And there's somewhere that Abba is taking us. You know, he's starting from point A and taking us all the way through the wrath and getting to Z. What do you do to keep your enemy from the source of his power? From the source of it. And that has been the question since we started. What would you do to keep your enemy from the source of their power, right? And we need to get into power, right? We ain't get into some things yet, which we going that way. When I sit back and meditate, like, man, it might take 7, 8, 9 installments from my mindset anyway, right? So let's move on to, and this again, today we want to look through the Father's eyes, Abba's eyes, and we want to look through him, right? And not just his eyes. From any parent standpoint, right? Any parent, I don't care if you don't have kids, if you ever have given your all to anything and anyone, you have shared everything for them, even in your mind, especially for parents and for husbands and wives, said, I would die for them. I would lay down my life for them. I have given them everything of mine. Look from that standpoint. But we know and understand we're looking from the eyes of Abba Yah. You know, and whose heart, who's really been broken, right, by this ministry society, or what he called them, my first child. My first child. So let's move on to Shemot, Exodus 4:22. Pharaoh, Yahweh says, Israel is my son, my firstborn, right? Israel. And again, we have been through this. We had talked about it in the first segment of who Pharaoh was, and we point to Halal, right? Satan, the devil. And this is Abba Yah saying, let my child go. My first child. My first child. His firstborn is Israel. Think about that. And think about your kids. And again, everything is timely. I can't stress that enough, because if you belong to Abba Yah, he is moving within your life, even when those movements does not feel good to us. He's moving. He's moving. And if you ever had a disobedient child, If you dim, that's a blessing. If you do, that can still be looked at as a blessing, but trust and believe, it still hurts. It still hurts. And the crazy thing is, keep y'all young sister, Mackenzie, in y'all prayers, because he came home from the vacation. Never in my wildest dreams would I thought my child would be so disrespectful that I had to go and put my baby out. Never in my wildest dreams. But we in this journey, we understanding Abba Yah. He had to put Israel out. Israel have got so disrespectful to Abba Yah. He had to put him out. So disrespectful to Abba Yah. He put him out. His house. Right? We're going to see that throughout the word. And we're going to hear a broken heart from a father. And it's crazy because as a parent, that's one of the last things you want to do. You beg, you plead, you do everything because you have poured your heart into your baby. You're giving them everything. And they get to that point where you got to put them out, your house, because they don't want to be disrespectful. I mean, they don't want to have honor and respect for you. You have given them everything. In my wildest dreams, but to be a teacher in Yahweh, you're going to learn how he feels. One way or other, you will learn how he feels if you're a teacher in Yahweh. If Yahweh have poured you and set you and called you, you're going to learn how he feels. And not just for a teacher, that's for all Israel who want that relationship with him. You'll learn some things, even in your marriage and through your kids. Now I'm going to talk to Brother Harvell before I left, and he was talking about Israel. Matter of fact, we're talking about that song, that Most Def song. And he was like, I had a dream. I forgot the dream. And I was telling him about the dream. And in the dream, he said, Israel, you love Israel, Aki. You love Israel. He said, but they're going to hurt you. And when he said that, right, he didn't notice. It cut me. I mean, it ain't cut me to, like, I'm mad. It hurt me. And when you say, well, that's all right. So that's the heart of Abba Yah. And that should be the heart of all his prophets, all his Marines, to love Israel. Because we're going to see the creator of heaven and earth had a love relationship with Israel. And the only way you'll find out how much Abba Yah really loved this nation or loved these group of people through your having your own kids, or having a wife, or having a husband to cheat on you. You feel that pain, you understand what Abba Yah go through, and his love and mercy is still upon Israel. When you feel those pains right there, more so, and both of them is just equal, right? Be a cheating spouse or a disrespectful child, because that's, you done pulled your everything into that spouse, and you done gave that child your everything, all that you have. But you have to learn how he feels. You have to have, as I believe in Brother Yariel's last, it's about compassion. His last lesson is about compassion and love and empathy and all these things that you go through towards another individual, right? Just listen, this again, Shema to the lessons that are coming out. because we're in a journey, and not just with this, with the whole Kol Elohim, with the whole Desh Yahweh, if you're a member here. And it started way back with Gershom Ben Daniel when he started this thing. It didn't just happen overnight. This journey has been going on since Gershom Ben Daniel have got a call. And that's how long we have been on this journey. That's how long it had its ebb and flows, ups and downs, right? And turns and twists and shedding of this and purging of that, right? Just watch it. Sit back. Look at it. Look at it. Look, and especially if you've been here for a long time, look at the journey. Sometimes go back, meditate on the journey. Meditate. And see where Abba Yah has brought us from. See where Abba Yah has brought us from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to Luke 15:34. Let me tell y'all what brought about this one. And this is Yahusha. We never heard it before. If you not have it, we're gonna read it. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather you, your children together, like a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you refuse. Behold, your house is left to you darkly. I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yah, right? You will not see Yahushua again. But listen to the plea when he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou who killest the prophets. And this thought came about is when I was watching on the plane back, you know, we was able to watch a movie. And I watched The Black Messiah. You know, Judas and the Black Messiah, matter of fact. About Fred Hampton and how he was such a great speaker. And my mind just started going through all the great speakers in the quote-unquote black community in the last, 200 years. Let's give it that. So many. Malcolm, Martin, Edgar, so many. You go all the way back to in the early 1900s. I forgot his name, but he wanted us to go back to Africa. And he was, I believe he was Trinidadian born. I forgot it. It slips my mind. You know, but so many, males and females, right? But the one thing, the parallel with this scripture right here, when Yahushua said, I sent prophets daily to you, Israel. I wanted to gather you back to me. So each and every day as a parent, he sent each and every day. What is the last reading? That was in Luke 13:34, fam. Luke 13:34. He sent them back each and every day. He sent prophets. But that's parallel to the day and what these men, what they were calling, they're not prophets. And as I'm sitting on the plane, I'm meditating, and I believe Abba asked me a question, what's the difference from these men rising up and the ones that Yahushua rised up, sending prophets to Israel to regather them? Prophets. I mean, these men of today, in the last 200 plus years, these great orators, these great speakers, it's talking about injustice towards Israel or black people. And where they want to take black people is to get justice, equal justice, Father, which is good, which sounds good, and it sounds honorable. The difference of the prophets that Yahushua was talking about that he sent, and he's still sending today. And we want to turn Israel back to Abba Yah, because you can get all the equal justice you want. You can be co-heirs and everything you want in this world system. You can get all that equal justice. Means a hill of beans if you don't have salvation. Means absolutely nothing if you don't have salvation. There was a little meditation me and Abba Yah had on the plane watching this. Trust me. And if you look at them, they strong in what they preach. They strong and feel convicted in what they're doing. In some ways, that's admirable. In a lot of ways, that's admirable. Even lost their lives. Many of them lost their lives to try to unify black people, to try to get equal justice for black people. But they didn't try to get them back to the God called them his only son, his firstborn son, the one that truly loved them. And that's what the thought that came with what Brother Abba, Aharbel had told me about. They're going to hurt you. Israel, they're going to hurt you. You're going to hurt your feelings. You know, and he ran down some names and everything. So, is he a prophet? I believe so. I believe so. I believe he's the son of Yah. And Abba Yah speaks to him. I believe that. But let's read this one more time. Just Luke 13:34. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. That kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together like a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you refuse. Israel, continually to refuse the hand of Yahweh, the hand of their father. You're talking about a broken heart. So we're going to read through just one book today. One book, three chapters, I believe, four chapters out of it, the book of Hosea. And trust me, when I came and had a whole different thought, I went, no, we on a journey. I stay put. Ariana, just let me lead this book right here. Let me lead this book. So we in Hosea, starting at verse 11, all the way down to, we're doing it, chapters 11, 12, 13, 14. Again, listen to Abba Yah. Listen to how he feel. Listen to the plea that he's pleading for his kids. And then there's a multitude of scriptures within the Torah that shows us the broken heart of Abba Yah, the wrath of Abba Yah, the love of Abba Yah towards Israel, the ups and downs of emotions that he have towards his kids. Trust and believe, I know. And those who ever had to go through that thing of putting a child out, they know too. Or really getting into battles with your child for them to do right. You know too. You know how you feel. One of my questions that I asked, Abba Yah, did you ever cry for Israel? I mean, literally sit back and just cry for Israel. And I believe so. I believe he did. Now, I'm going to cut you like a baby, one of your babies, that you done poured your all into. Let's get started. When Israel was a child, Then I looked. I remember we're reading from, and this is Abiyah, period. But put yourself in his shoes for this moment. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, called my son out of Egypt. They called to them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to Baal and burnt incense to engrave image. Ephraim to walk. Listen, Israel, listen. And when he talks about Ephraim, Ephraim is just another way that he's looking towards, that he uses Israel, that he says Israel, right? When he say Israel, Ephraim, he's talking about the whole nation, not just that one tribe of Israel. He's talking about the whole nation of Israel. Yet I taught Ephraim to walk. I took them by his arm, but they did not know that I healed them. Amen. I drew them with cords of a man, with ties of love, and I was to them like those who left of their necks. I bent down to him, and I fed him. This is the Most High, I believe. This is the Creator of heaven and earth talking about his Yaladid, his children. He bent down towards us. He came down to us. He bent his back to us, Israel. They won't return into the land of Egypt. The Assyrians will be their king because they refuse to repent. The sword will fall on their cities and will destroy the bars of their gates and will put an end to their praying. My people are determined to turn from me. Though they call the Most High, he certainly won't exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I make you like Zebulun? My heart is turned within me. My compassion is aroused. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am Yah and not man, Mighty One and not man, the Holy One among you, and I will not come in wrath. They will walk after Yahweh, who will roar like a lion. For he will roar, and the children will come trembling from the west. Amen. They will come trembling like a bird out of Egypt, and like a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will settle them in their houses, says Yahweh. Amen. Ephraim surrounds me with falsehood, and the house of Israel with deceit. Judah still strays from power and is unfaithful to the Holy One. Ephraim feeds on when I move the 12 family. Ephraim feeds on wind and chases the east wind. He continually multiplies lies and desolation. They make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh also has a controversy with you, Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his deeds, he will repay him. In the womb, he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood, he contended with Elohim. Indeed, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplications to him. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Amen. Even Yahweh, the Mighty One of armies, Yahweh is his name of renown. Therefore, turn to your Mighty One. Keep kindness and justice and wait continually for your Mighty One. A merchant has dishonest scales in his hand. He loves to defraud. Ephraim said, surely I have become rich. I have found myself with wealth, and all my wealth they won't find in me. And iniquity, that is sin. But I am Yahweh, your mighty one. From the land of Egypt, I will yet again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and by the ministry of the prophets, I have used parables. If Galaad is wicked, surely they are worthless. In Gilgal, they sacrifice bulls. Indeed, their altars are like heaps of the furrows of the field. Jacob fled into the country of Aram, and Israel served to get a wife. And for a wife, he tended flock and herds. By a prophet, Yahweh brought Israel up out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he preserved. Ephraim has bitterly provoked anger. Therefore, his blood will be left on him, and his Adonai will repay his contempt. 13. When Ephraim spoke, there was trembling. He exalted himself in Israel, but when he became guilty in Baal, he died. Now they sin more and more, and have made themselves molten images of their silver, even idols according to their own understanding. All of them, the work of the craftsmen, they say of them, they offer human sacrifices and kiss the calves. Therefore, they will be like the morning mist and like the dew that passes away early like the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the threshing floor and like the smoke of the chimney. Yet I am Yahweh, your mighty one, from the land of Egypt, and you shall acknowledge no Elohim but me, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pastors, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. They had forgotten me. Therefore, I am like a lion to them, like a leopard. I will lurk by the pass. I will meet them like a bear that is bereaved of her cubs, and will tear the covering of their heart. There, I will devour them like a lioness. The wild animal will tear them. You are destroyed, Israel, because you are against me, against your help. Where is your king now, that he may save you in all your cities, and your judge, of whom you said, give me a king and prince? I have given you a king in my anger, taken him away in my wrath. The guilt of Ephraim is stored up in his sin, is stored up. The sorrows of a traveling woman will come on him. He is an unwise son, for when it is time, he doesn't come to the opening of the womb. I will ransom them from the power of Sheol. I will redeem them from the death. Death, where are your plagues? Sheol, where is your destruction? Compassion will be hidden from my eyes. Though he is fruitful among his brothers, an east wind will come and breathe of Yahweh's coming up from the wilderness, and his spring will become dry, and his fountain will be dried up. He will plunder storehouse of treasure. Samaria will bear her guilt, for she has rebelled against her mighty one. They will fall by the sword, their infants will be dashed in pieces, and their pregnant women will be ripped open. Israel, did we not experience that? Did we not experience that? in the most cruel slavery to ever face mankind. Did not they whip our women in post while they was pregnant and the women gave babes and they ripped the babes out? Did not they just go and put a knife in the belly and rip out babes? Did not they do that? Did not we experience that in our history? The broken heart of a father. Let's move on to 16. Because no matter how much or how bad your child is, you love them and you want them to return. You love them. You want them to return humble. You want them to return and just repent. Just say, I'm sorry, right? Just say, ask for forgiveness. And as parents, we will forgive immediately. I understand about the prodigal son and why the father ran to. You see any inkling of that out of your child, you're going towards them and bring them home. Israel, Hosea, 14 family. This is the last, not the last chapter, but one of the last chapters. And we skipped the chapter too, but that's on Abiyah. Abiyah wanted to go this way, so we went this way. We'll say that for next. Israel, return to Yahweh, your mighty one, for you have fallen because of your sin, not because of injustice, not because of a hatred of a people, because we sinned against our Father. That is the bottom line, and that is one of the teachings that should be going out towards Israel. It ain't got nothing to do with no white man, black man, Chinese man, no other man. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with even Halal. Even Satan has no power over Israel. He don't. He have none. That's why we are considered a menace to his society, a menace to his world, because he has no power over us. Nobody on the face of the planet will have power over Israel. We ain't just talking about natural-born Israelites. We didn't went through that before, too. Whereas, though, if you came and you picked up the banner of Israel and had faith in his son, Yahushua, you, too, are an Israelite. You, too, are placed in one of those 12 tribes. So we're not just talking about that. We're not excluding. But you must come the way, as have been said before, the way that he gave Israel. There's no back doors. There's no side doors. There's none of that. There's a straight and narrow one door, Yahushua HaMashiach. That's it. You must come that way. Israel, return to Yahweh, your mighty one, for you have fallen because of your sin. Take words with you and return to Yahweh. Tell him, forgive our sins and accept that which is good. So we offer our lips like bulls. Assyria can't save us. That's right. Nothing is going to save Israel. Not equal justice, not Juneteenth, not this world system, no matter how much they play to us. And be careful, Israel, because when peace, sudden destruction. Be careful. This man has been your enemy, and this system has been your enemy since you've been here. And all of a sudden, they're going to turn towards you and give you and be gracious to you. Be careful. Be careful. Don't be running around there talking about, oh, we won, we free, we got Juneteenth. They finally recognizing us. No, it's much more sinister than that. Trust and believe, it's much more sinister. They giving you Juneteenth. That's nothing to be proud of. You already had Yom Kippur. You already had first fruits. You already had the Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, the new year, Passover. You already had these things. You already had something, having something to be proud of, Israel. You already had the ways of the Most High Yah. That's something to be proud of. That's something to hang your hat on. Not this Juneteenth foolishness. Because we're still not free. Understand that. Assyria can't save us. We won't ride on horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, our gods. For in you, the fatherless find mercy. Amen. I will heal their waywardness. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily and send down his roots like Lebanon. His branches will spread, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Men will dwell in his shade. They will revive like the grain and blossom like the vine. Their fragrance will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what have I to do any more with idols? I answer and will take care of him. I am like a green cypress tree. From me your fruit is found. Who is wise that he may understand these, that he may know them? For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Amen. Amen. The ways of Yahweh are right. Ephrah, nobody else can save Israel but Abba Yah. There's no other saving power on the planet. There's none. There's no other mighty one that lives on the planet. Although there are a multitude in the minds of men, there's only one. And he is the Elohim of Yisrael. And we are his kids. We are his kids. So he says this. Let's move on to Malachi, which Malachi 1, the whole chapter. A revelation, Yahweh's word to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says Yahweh, yet you say, how have you loved us? Wasn't Esau, Jacob's brother, says Yahweh, yet I love Jacob. But Esau I hated and made his mountains a desolation and gave his heritage to the jackals of the wilderness. Whereas Edom says, we are beaten down, but we will return and build the waste places. Yahweh of armies says, they shall build, but I will throw down, and men will call them the wicked land, even the people against whom Yahweh shows wrath forever. Amen. Survey the world. That's all I'm asking. And take that one verse right there into mind as you survey the world. Your eyes will see. Remember, Yahweh dwells in all three. The past, the present, and the future. Your eyes will see, and you will say, Yahweh is great, even beyond the border of Yisrael. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, then where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says Yahweh of armies to his priests, who despise my name, who say, you have despised your name. We have despised your name. You offer polluted bread on my altar. You say, how have we polluted you? In that you say, Yahweh's table is contemptible. When you offer the blind for sacrifice, isn't that evil? And when you offer the lame, sick, isn't that evil? Present it now to your governor. He will be pleased with you, or will he accept your purchase, says Yahweh of armies. Now, please entreat the favor of Elohim, that he may be gracious to us. With this, will he accept any of you, says Yahweh of armies? Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says Yahweh of armies. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a prayer offering for my name is great among the nations, says Yahweh of armies. But you profane it in that you say, Yahweh's table is polluted, and its fruit, even its food, is contemptible. You also behold, what a weariness it is, and you have sniffed at it, says Yahweh of armies, and you have brought that which is taken by the violent, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring the offering. Should I accept this at your hand, says Yahweh? But the deceiver is cursed, who has in his flock a male and vows and sacrifices to Yahweh a defective thing. For I am a great king, says Yahweh of armies, and my name is awesome among the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more scripture, family, and that is in Jeremiah 3:1. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she goes from him and becomes another man, should he return to her again? Wouldn't that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the prostitute with many lovers, yet return again to me, says Yahweh. Return again to me. Not just lovers. You know, Israel has broken the heart of Abba Yah. But even with that, as a father, return with a humble heart. Return repentant. Return, as we read in Abba. Israel is just say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. I know not what I do. No different than what Abba said, or Yahushua said on the tree. Forgive them, Abba, for they know not what they do. And here it is, the Creator, who created all, is on a tree, being crucified by his people, and spit on by his people. And the very act that he's doing is salvation for him, for them, and for the rest of the world. Because the Romans held him in contempt too. It ain't like they gave him honor. They didn't give him honor as what they tried to put towards us today. They held him in contempt too. They mocked him too. In fact, they were the ones that beaten him. Israel just handed him over to them. So they took part in that too. So judgment is going to come on them and has been coming on them as well. Ain't like what they try to put out to the world as if they had no part in that. No. Having the world believe why most people are upset with Jewish people because they killed the Messiah. No, they weren't in that alone, and they're still looking at the wrong people. Because we know who those people were who said, crucify him. We have no king. We have no father but Caesar. A broken heart. And still with all that, he says, return unto me, Israel. I send my prophets daily to you. That haven't stopped. That commission have not stopped. Yahushua, he hasn't stopped sending his people, his prophets, his Moraes, those who who are charged to Israel. And yes, it is a charge to be a light to Israel. Whether we matter how bad they are, they bad now. They bad. Ain't no lying and joking about that. They are bad. They are disrespectful. They are hard-headed and stiff-necked. And they very well may hurt your feelings. Sure, just said, ain't this hurt some feelings? They killed prophets that he sent. How about you wanting to be in that line of prophets that Yahushua sent out to his people, to this world? Right? His Talmudim, right? He said, all his Talmudim was killed. Every last one of them. Going out there trying to give people living words, the words of life, being a light. Woo! And he said, greater work ye shall do. He was just talking. He mean that, though. He mean that. Mm-hmm. Greater works you should do. Nah. We ain't in a time where, though, it's 10 times harder to be a believer. We are living in that time, though, right? That the minds of the people, whereas though you come in a time where the people at least had a belief in the Creator, had an understanding in the Creator, or some type of God, whether it was false or not, they had some belief. It wasn't this thing where we living in today where they look in the mirror and they are the God. So mighty one in today's eyes of the world. The believer is a very small percentage in today's time. And his prophets and his morays is even a smaller percentage of what's coming. He's saying his word. What he's saying his word. He said one would chase 1,000 to 10,000. Do we believe that? Words built up in the paper. All throughout what we've been reading, he said, I am Yahweh of Zebaoth, Yahweh of armies. What in the world you get the army for, Abba? I don't understand it. Why are you getting the army? Why are you the captain of the host? The captain of the army. Why you keep putting in their own minds that you are Yahweh of armies? Wow. Right? Somebody got to stand up for something. Somebody may even die for your word. You send your people out there on the battlefield to die. Send them out there to die, rising them up early to go lay their lives down for you to die. Understanding they have an adversary. But just on that last thing we talked about, we just now, why Israel is a minister society. How one going to chase 1,000 to 10,000? What power are you giving? Do you believe that? So he gave us Shimshon, Samson, Mike. All right, let me put it in there for y'all. Let me put this in the history book, which we call, or the world call, a Bible. Let me put it there about the hammer, Judah. Let me put glimpses of glory. Yes, we know it's been stolen. Yes, we know in 2 Maccabees, or is it 1 or 2 Maccabees 3:4, where the heathen looked in there and painted their images. So today we got Thor off of Judah the Hammer. And, of course, even with the hammer, when the Melchizedek came down and gave him his armor, so lightning they saw. So one of Thor's powers is lightning, and it stole the whole thing. myth of Israel is a reality. But Israel is running amok out there right now. And if we could save one, we did the job. We know. We know for a fact that the scripture says it's only a third. So you ain't got to worry about the 99. Just get that one. Just get that one. Shabbat shalom, Mishwahal. Shabbat shalom. That is the end of Ministry Society 3 Blog Talk. Shabbat shalom. We'll go ahead and close out with the benediction. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, I beseech you on the behalf of Israel, Father, that you continue to pull us up and out, that you continue to pull us away from this world system. Father, continue to strengthen us, Father. Strengthen our relationships with one another, Father. Strengthen our relationships with you, Abba Yah. Because with those two things, Father, with unity within Israel, Father, we know, and with your guidance, we'll be unstoppable, that we can save those who you deem to be safe. And only who you deem to be saved, Father, will we save. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom.
You're my closest friend. You're better to rant than I am to myself. Yeah.